Hello, relatives. This is Dr. H. Welcome to this week's Schlagbite for January 9th, 2006, entitled Chumming with Philly. We are skipping over the waves in a 16-foot Zodiac inflatable raft. I'm fishing, whale-watching, drinking beer, eating deli sandwiches with Phil. Everybody calls him Philly. My daughter's live-in boyfriend. We are trolling the surf for tuna while watching the surfer's ballet. There is not much fishing action, so Philly says he wants to take me to the Nepali coast, the rugged, inaccessible north shore of the island, where the winter currents are notoriously treacherous. The Zodiac is powered by a single 40-horsepower outboard motor. We have no radio, so if you lose an engine here, we'd drift to Guam before they'd find us. We're bouncing in the turbulent sea for almost half an hour, the beer and sandwich beginning to rumble. That's when Philly stops the engine at what he calls a sacred power spot. This is where the Hanakapiai River, with its spectacular waterfalls, comes down from the jungle highlands through a verdant valley and empties here into the ocean. Philly says, "Can you feel the energy in this place?" I feel the energy all right in my belly and hope it doesn't erupt. I am a terrible sailor, and even gentle rocking can get my vestibular system in an uproar. And this is the moment, he says, "I want to ask your blessings and advice before I ask your daughter to marry me." Philly is a blonde, long-haired, gentle soul who is a tour guide, master carpenter, rock climber, juggler, a drummer in a rock band, and an outdoorsman. He is a committed environmentalist who is currently converting a diesel truck into one that runs on vegetable oil. I love his hippie soul. My grandkids love him even more since he took them rappelling down the head of Camelback Mountain. My wife and daughters marvel at Philly's ability to deal with my princess baby's passionate, dramatic, soulful spontaneity. They love the fact that he doesn't take these manifestations personally. He listens, smiles, commiserates, and finds a way to balance her intensity. I think it's a great match, and it touches me that he is speaking to me and asking my blessing at all. I want to say something, but I am breaking out into a sweat, and I just managed to utter, "I'm going overboard before I throw up." He jumps in after me and wisely gets out of the way as I begin to chum the waters. He says my princess baby has the same tendency to seasickness, but in spite of it she has still encouraged him to buy the boat. Bobbing and retching, he asks me to keep this news from my wife until he's asked my daughter. I tell him the likelihood of my being able to keep this from my wife for longer than 24 hours is about the same as not getting sick in these swells, and he assures me that he's going to do it while we're here in Kauai. The next afternoon, also while out at sea, Philly asks the princess to marry him. He also tells her about my reaction the previous day, and that I endearingly assured him that it had nothing to do with him personally, and that I was delighted he would be marrying my last unmarried daughter. Oh, yeah. Here's one more in the chorus of my hormonally crippled sons-in-law on our annual boys' trip. I am so happy I could chum. That's where I am this week. Let me know what you're thinking, and we'll talk to each other on the Healing Cafe discussion forum. Have a great week. Remember, nobody makes it alone. We're all connected. Peace in the new year.